lucky enough to have Rick Stone on the line. G'day, Rick.
Morning, gents. How we doing?
Yeah, good, good, mate. You've been busy of late. Tell us what you're up to.
Yeah, look, I've been coaching a New South Wales Half Normal girls team out of Newcastle, backed by the Country Rugby League, and we're lucky enough to play in the grand final at ANZ Stadium on the weekend and beat the Mounties 24-10. So just wanted to give a shout-out to the girls I've been involved in. They're quality girls.
Hey, Rick, you've seen the rise yeah. of women's football. Can you tell us how much effort and how much time and, yeah. And how committed they are, these girls, to playing rugby league?
Well, they are, Loz, obviously. They've got a different set of circumstances to the professional game, of course, because they've got shift work and they've got families and they've got kids and they've got a few other things that distract them. But for the girls that don't really get paid, to be honest, unless you're at the really high level, to come along and get involved in training a couple of days a week. And obviously we travel to Sydney every second week. But good bunch of girls, some real quality players there, and some terrific young girls coming out of Newcastle that played in the under-18s Tasha Gale Cup in the last couple of years. So women's football is obviously going from strength to strength.
Yeah, some of the girls double up, don't they, from league to rugby union. We saw the Wallaroos, they actually got beaten by the Black Ferns on the weekend, 47 points to 10. There's some talent out there, isn't there, Rick?
Oh, there is. You know, we look at Hannah Southwell. She's only started playing rugby league in the last 2 years, but she's played pretty much soccer for Australia. You know, she's played rugby league for Australia. And, you know, in the last couple of years, there's plenty of girls that have emerged from other sports that have taken on the game and the opportunities for them to go on now and obviously play in the WNRL, which I'm coach of the Roosters, which is going to kick off training this week and then obviously into the semi-final series of the NRL.
Yeah, you must be excited about that. How many weeks is that played over, by the way, Rick?
Yeah, look, at the moment, it's only a four-team comp and they play three games and they play a grand final at the end of it. Hopefully, you know, they can expand that competition, add a couple of teams and add a bit more depth and something similar to the AFL, I suppose, the model they're looking for eventually. But at this stage, they're happy to sort of keep it at four teams, not dilute the competition and make sure they've got enough quality players to make sure it's a really good product. Mm.
And is coaching still the number one sort of thing on your radar, Rick, to stay involved at this level and hopefully get another crack at first grade somewhere down the path?
Yeah, who knows where it's going to go, Loz. Obviously, it's a little bit family-based for me. I've been away in England coaching for a couple of years. And, you know, I've got a young bloke who's 12. I've got a couple of older boys, obviously, but I've got a young bloke who's 12. Going to spend a bit more time with him around sort of Newcastle. But if the right sort of opportunity come up, for sure I'd take it. And, yeah, the coach and the girls is a bit pure coaching, going back to really doing the day-to-day coaching thing and not having too many other distractions, which is nice.
You've got a boy up on the Gold Coast, haven't you, playing?
Yeah, he's just moved from Newcastle to the Gold Coast and played, you know, last couple of weeks in the NRL. So hopefully he can sort of, you know, under Justin Holbrook, you know, help that particular club sort of move forward.
Yeah. Mm.
And what's your brother up to, Steve?
Steve, you know what Steve's like, man. He's always into something. He's sort of got the Australian franchise to flip out at the moment, yeah. I think. But he's always keeping busy around town.
He certainly is. Just a little bit of a backdrop. I used to live with Rick's brother, Steve Stone. What do we call him? An entrepreneur.
Yeah, he is an entrepreneur, Loz, yep.
Mate, he's had plenty of success in whatever he does, the old Bruce.
I tell you what, he's a survivor. If you live with him and he survived.
Well, Rick, you visit our house when we're living together.
Yeah,
that was fantastic.
Stevie Collins was part of the big white house up there in Canberra. Yeah, visited that. It was a terrific sort of place.
It was nice and clean.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine, particularly after the cleaner came. Hey, Rick, thanks for calling us in, mate, and thanks for giving us an update there, and good luck over the next, it's going to be, roughly 5 weeks, isn't it, with the Roosters?
That's for sure. Thanks, boys.